The Anchorage Daily News, her assembly colleagues, and perhaps most importantly, some of those testifying, have praised Anchorage Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander for her handling of the public hearings on the sexual orientation amendment. It's not that Osiander hasn't been challenged, as occurred Tuesday night.
Can I make a statement, folks? You know, it's intimidating for some people to walk down here. It's a scary thing. And when there's screaming and yelling and clapping, it gets scarier. And I think that's true for people on both sides of this issue. And I know that you care a lot, but you dramatically escalate the tension in the room when you do that. So, please.
By and large, though, within the assembly chamber, speakers have come forward and in an orderly fashion fill their allowed 3 minutes. According to Anchorage Police Chief Rob Hune, last week, that orderliness wasn't necessarily true outside the assembly chamber.
We had people exercising their First Amendment rights outside, and then we did have one person who stepped over the line. He was dealt with under the law. We removed him, and people got back to exercising their First Amendment rights.
The primary security responsibility at the Lusac Library, which houses the Anchorage Assembly, falls to the private firm Securitas. But Tuesday night, the police were visible inside and outside the building. 3 police cars were parked near the entrance, and the officers walked about the demonstrators. They also cordoned off the street to vehicles by the library entrance. Jackie Buckley is a member of Equality Works, the organization that initiated the sexual orientation amendment that so far has produced 3 versions and 3 public hearings, plus a likely Monday session. Before Tuesday's public hearing began, Buckley described some of the previous week's encounter and her group's reaction.
We have had some very threatening behaviors occur here last week, and that's one of the reasons that we were very conscientious this week about getting together a group to walk folks to the door. There were folks turned away because they had a blue shirt on last week. I don't care what color shirt you're wearing. If you want an escort to be walked to the door, then we're here to walk you to the door. Because in the democratic process, everyone's voice is important.
Backers of the ordinance tend to wear blue shirts. Opponents sport red shirts. It wasn't just those in blue who worried about the tempers and tone outside the Lusac Library. A teacher at a local Christian school made certain his high school student group positioned themselves well away from the entrance, the scene of some previously heated verbal confrontations. "My goal is to teach the students the importance of participating in a democracy and treating others with respect," he said. By the entrance of the library, a man in red was overheard telling a woman in blue, "If anyone starts to hassle your group, let us know. We don't want that either." One woman speaking at the hearing mentioned some outbursts were continuing. Immediately afterwards, a police officer spoke with her. She said an amendment supporter was spat upon. The week before, the 2 groups of demonstrators had packed together by the lower entrance to the library. Tuesday night, an informal group, organized via Facebook and comprised of amendment supporters, set up a sound system and began waving placards, coupled with some dancing.
My name is Curry, and we're on the front lawn of the Lusac Library on 36, and we're here to diffuse the hate and show the unity in our community and not fight with people. We don't want to argue with anyone. We're all just here to celebrate that we are here.
They were soon joined by a sizable contingent of youthful red shirt demonstrators who positioned themselves just to the west, each side concentrated upon waving at passing vehicles. Chief Hune hopes this more respectful tone continues. But he did express concern that as the public hearings extend through a 3rd session and then to a 4th on Monday, frayed emotions might flare again. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.